B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Chof Ches. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of the Omud, the new Mishnah, a new Perek. Omar Lohem HaMemuna. It's now time to start preparing to start the Avodah. The Memuna, Rashi says, it was the scan. Is the discussion exactly who that was, but the one who was appointed would say as follows. Tzu'u Uru'u. Go out and see, and this is talking about the people who he would send people or speak to, the people who are either on the tops of the walls or on the rooftops, someplace high up. He would say to them, Imhigia Zman HaShchita, and tell them to see whether the time of Shchita has already arrived. Because when is the time of Shchita? When Heir HaMizrach, when the eastern horizon has become light, that's when the sun starts rising, that sparks the beginning of the day, and korbonis are not allowed to be shechted before the day, as it says, b'yom zivchachem, and he wanted to make sure it was already light. If it's already light, then horoya, then this person standing high up would say, oimer, he would say, barkoi, it's already dawn, and it's day, and you can shecht the korban tomit. Masya ben Shmuel said that there was a little bit more in the dialogue between the Mamuna and the person standing high up. And the Gemara is going to discuss exactly how this dialogue worked and who said what. In the Mishnah itself, it's not so clear. But Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroin, they wanted to make sure that the whole eastern horizon was light until the light had spread all the way to Chevroin. And they did this in order to evoke the schus of the ovis that are buried in Chevroin. V'hu Oimer Hein, and the person on top, or we'll see who this is referring to, but he, means who, mean referring to him, said yes. And the Gemara will tell us exactly what this means. Says the Mishnah, V'loma Hutzuchu Lekach, why was it necessary for somebody to go up on the roof and, you know, to ask and to make sure, has it the whole eastern horizon already become light? Is it day? You know, why can't you just be on the ground, so to speak, on the floor, and you'll see when is day? You can do the korban tomid. Says the Mishnah, Shepam Achas Olo Mo'ir Halvono. There was one time where the moon shone, sometimes different times of the year, different times of the month, where the moon shines at different times of the night. And at one point, there was a time where the moon actually was light, the moon came up at the time, at the very end of the night. V'dimu Shaheir Mizrach, and they thought that it's light, you can ready shech the korban tomid, and they made a mistake, it wasn't the sun coming up, it was the moon. V'shachtu es atomid, they shechted the korban tomid when it was still dark. And then they realized they made a mistake, and they had to burn the korban tomid. They had to burn it in the Beis HaSreifa. They could not put it onto the Mizbeach, as we said before, because shechting a korban before its day, a korban avoided done in the night, is possible. After that, we're now moving to the next stage, says the Mishnah. Hayridu Kohen Gadol leBeis HaTvila. They would take the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTvila, where he would tovel. Before embarking on the Avodah, he would tovel. Zeh klal hoya b'migdosh, the rule in the Beis HaMikdosh was, kol ha-meisach es raglov, anybody who would move their bowels, who would relieve themselves, toh and tvila, would have to go to the mikveh. V'chol ha-matil mayim, and anybody who urinates, toh and kiddush yadayim raglayim, when he comes back into the Beis HaMikdosh, he has to wash his hands and feet from the water of the kiyor. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. In our Mishnah, it just says that the person on top of the wall who was confirming that it was actually day, what did he say? Barkoi. It's already dawn. In the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel said, Barak Barkoi. The dawn was shining. And that seems to be even a greater level, a more advanced point in the day where there was even more light. Rabbi Kiva said even more light. Olo Barkoi, that the dawn has risen, and that means it's even lighter than the stage where he would say Barak Barkoi. Nchuma ben Afkishyain Oimer, Af Barkoi b'Chevroin. He would say that it's even dawn in Chevroin. In Chevroin, one can already see that the day has started, the sun has risen. Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, Hamamuna ala Payasis Oimer, the person that was appointed to take care of the payosos, the lots that were made between the Kohanim, he would say, Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach atche b'chevrin. Has the whole entire horizon of the on the east become lit all the way that till Chevron they can see the light? Even more than that, he would say, not only has the entire eastern horizon become light, not only can one see the light till Chevron, but they would ask the people high up on the walls that have all the people. Have all the workers already started leaving their homes on the way to their work, which is much later time in the day? Says the Gemara, if so, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, they wouldn't shech the korban tomid till all the workers had started going on their way. Yehochi, noga leituve, it was very bright already. Why did they have to wait so long? One's allowed to shech the korban tomid as soon as it's day. Says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't mean that all the workers were on the way to work. That's much too late. Rather, liska erpoelim komrin, on the people that were looking for workers, they would go out much earlier in search for workers. And when they had already left their homes, that, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, was the mark that it's definitely light, it's definitely day, and one can check the korban tomid. Omar of Safra. Rav Safra said as follows, Tzloisei de Avram. We know that Avram Avinu, he was the one that instituted Tfilas Shachris. But not only that, he also davened Mincha. After Yitzchak Avinu instituted Mincha, Avram Avinu would daven Mincha as well. The question is, what time of the day did Avram Avinu daven Mincha? We know that Yitzchak Avinu davened Mincha very late, or just before Shkia. Did Avraham Avinu also wait till just before Shkia to daven Mincha, or did he daven Mincha earlier? So Rav Safra says that when did Avraham Avinu daven Mincha? Tzloisei de Avram, mechi mashcheri koisli. As soon as the walls had become darkened, because we know that when the sun rises on the east, then the sun shines on the eastern, on the wall facing the east. The sun shines on that side, it's bright. As soon as the sun reaches midday, and now the sun is not facing the eastern side of the wall, it's actually shining onto the top of the wall, then the top layer, the top surface of the wall, so to speak, is casting a shadow on the sides of the wall, and the sides of the wall become somewhat darkened. That's called Michi Meshachri Kaisli. So Avraham Avinu, as soon as he saw that the eastern walls were no longer shining, he knew now it's already after Chatzos, and now you can daven Mincha. Omer V'Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Anan me Avraham nekem v'nigmer? Can we learn from Avraham Avinu, the zealousness of Avraham Avinu, that one's supposed to daven mincha that very first moment right at the beginning? Or is it incumbent upon us to learn zerizas from Avraham Avinu? Omar Rava. Rava answered to Rav Yosef, yeah, tana gomar me Avraham. There's a ton in a brisa that actually learns a halacha from Avraham Avinu's zealousness. Vanan loigom rinon minei, so we shouldn't learn from him regarding when we should daven mincha. The Tanya we learnt in a brisa that the pasuk says, Uvayoyim hashmini yimel basar or losoy. On the eighth day of a boy's life, then after he's born, they do the bris mila. Melamit. Shekolayim kosher lemila. What do we see from there? The pasuk says, Uvayim mashmini. The day to do bris mila is the eighth day. Any time on the eighth day. Elo. However, shezrizin, the zealous people, the people who really love the mitzvahs and want to do them on the first opportunity, magdimin the mitzvahs. They try and do the mitzvahs as early as possible. And this we learn from Avraham Avinu. Shnemar, it says it by Avraham Avinu. Vyashkim Avraham Baboika. Avraham rose early in the morning. Vyachbish es chamoyri. He saddled his donkey, Vayikach Shnin Aravitoy, etc., that Avraham Avinu was going to do the Akedas Yitzchak. It was a mitzvah. Hashem had told him to do it. He got up in, early in the morning. So you see, the Braisa learns from Avraham Avinu, Zerizos, so we can also learn from Avraham Avinu, Zerizos, regarding the time to daven mincha. So that was Rava's question against Rav Yosef's reservation. Because we had Rav Safra who says that Avraham Avinu davened mincha right after Chatzos. Rav Yosef asked, can we learn from Avraham Avinu? Rava says, why can't you learn from Avraham Avinu? Of course we learn from Avraham Avinu. Elo Amar Rava, so Rava now explained what Rav Yosef's question was. Rav Yosef Halko Kashile. What Rav Yosef's reservation against what Rav Safra said was as follows. That Rav Safra said that Avraham Avinu davened mincha as soon as the eastern walls became darkened, which means immediately at midday. This seems to contradict the Mishnah we learned in Psachim, Daf Nun Ches, that none we learned in the Mishnah in Psachim. Chol Arvei Psachim Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, and since Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, and the night of Pesach, the following night, would be Shabbos, then all of Klal Yisrael had to roast their Korban Pesachs on Friday, which means they needed much more time to prepare the Korban Pesach, which means they had to start shechting the Korban Pesach as early as possible. Since the Korban Pesach could not be shechted before the Korban Tomid, they had to shecht the Korban Tomid as early as possible. So when would they do that? Nishchat, the Korban Tomid was shechted, b'sheisho mechza, it would be shechted half an hour after midday. After the end of the sixth hour, halfway into the seventh hour, that's when they would shecht the Korban Tomid. The Korav, b'sheva mechza, it would be offered, put onto the Mizbeach, 7.5 hours into the day. So ask the Gemara, v'nishchatemi michi m'shachri kaisla. If mincha time is as soon as the walls become darkened, why did they have to wait till half an hour after Chatzos? Why couldn't they do it immediately at Chatzos? So the Rav Yosef was asking Rav Safra, you Rav Safra seemed to say that the time of mincha is when the walls became darkened immediately after Chatzos, but it seems that the avoid of the afternoon is only half an hour later, as we see in the Mishnah in Maseches Psachim. And that was Rav Yosef's question. And Rava responded to that, Umay Kashya. I don't see the question in that either, says Rava. The dilemma could be that Koisle de Beis HaMikdosh b'sheisho mechza mashchari. It could be that the walls of the Beis HaMikdosh, they only became darkened, the eastern side of those walls only became darkened half an hour after Chatzos. And therefore, the rule of Ki Meshachri Kaisla is true all the time. Why would that be the case? Mishum Deloy Mechav Netuva, because the walls were not completely straight, and they were wider at the bottom than at the top, and therefore the sun, even up until half an hour after Chatzos, the sun was still shining somewhat onto the eastern side of the walls in by the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore it was only half an hour afterwards, which that's when it was became clear to them from the darkened walls that it was after Chatzos, and that's when they would do the Avodah. Inami, Shani Avram, it could be that the truth is that the time is always half an hour after Chatzos. Avram Avinu was different. It's Tagninus Gedoyla Hoysa B'Liboy. He was very familiar with all the astrology, and he knew exactly when Chatzos was. Avraham Avinu, he knew exactly when Chatzos was. He could daven mincha immediately after Chatzos. But we are not such astrologers like Avraham Avinu, and therefore we wait the extra half an hour just to make sure that it's exactly past midday. Inami o mishum dezokin v'yeshuv b'yeshiva hava. Avraham Avinu was a sage. He was very wise. And his wisdom, thanks to his wisdom, he knew exactly when Chatzos was, something that we don't necessarily know. The Omer of Chama Bar Chanina, where do we see, says of Chama Bar Chanina, that Avraham Avinu was a sage that was Yeshiv B'Yeshiva, he was sitting and learning Torah in Yeshiva. That's what made him very wise and gave him all the knowledge he had. Because even long before Matan Torah, even, that from the days, already from the days of our ancestors, there was always a yeshiva. There was never a time that there was no yeshiva. Hoyu b'Mitzrayim, they were in Mitzrayim. Yeshiva imoim, there was a yeshiva there. Shnemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Lech v'osafto azikne Yisrael, v'omart aleim, Hashem elokei avoseichem, nirei elai elokei Avraham, Yitzchok v'Yaakov, etc. When Moshe Rabbeinu came, then Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Mitzrayim and collect, gather together the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders, the sages of Klal Yisrael. Well, how are they sages if they were not sitting in yeshiva learning Torah? Hoyu b'midbar. When they were in the midbar yeshiva imoim, they were sitting and learning Torah. Shnemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'yoyim Hashem el Moshe, esfoli shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Collect 70 people from the elders of Klal Yisrael, the sages of Klal Yisrael. You see that there was, in the midbar, they were in yeshiva. Avram, and now it's going even further back, not only from Mitzrayim and the Midbar, but even earlier. Avram Avinu zokin v'yeshiv b'yeshiva. Avram Avinu was already sitting in yeshiva. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Avram zokin bo b'yomim. Avram Avinu was an elder, he was a sage that was coming in days, he was getting older, and zokin means somebody who was zokin, zeshe konochachma, the Gemara in Kedushin says, and He was somebody who was learning in yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu also zokin v'yeshiv b'yeshiva hayo shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'yehi ki zokin Yitzchak, when Yitzchak became older, v'techeno einov mirois, and he couldn't see so well anymore. What does it mean, ki zokin? Yitzchak became old. It wasn't just an age, it wasn't just that he was getting old, rather that he would become a sage due to the fact that he was spent his life learning Torah. Yaakov Avinu zokin v'yeshiv b'yeshiva hayo shenemar, even Yaakov Avinu, it says by Yaakov, v'einei Yisrael, the eyes of Yisrael, which is one of Yaakov Avinu's names, kovdu mizoiken, they were heavy, he couldn't see so well from old age, and it clearly wasn't just old age that made that he couldn't see so well, rather that he had toiled so much in Torah that he had become weakened. And the Gemara says that Eliezer Eved Avram, even the slave of Avram, Eliezer, also was zokin v'yeshiv b'yeshiva. He was also aged and had learnt in yeshiva. Hoya Shinem, as it says in the pasuk, Vayomer Avram el Avdoi zekan beisoi. Avram Avinu said to his slave, zekan beisoi, the elder in his home, Hamoishel b'kol ha'sheloi, who was in control of Avram, everything that Avram Avinu owned. And here again, Zokin, Zakan Beisai, he was a sage, he had learnt Torah. Omer Abelazar. Abelazar adds, not only from the word Zokin, we see that he was an elder and had learnt Torah, but when it says, Hamoishel B'chol HaShaloi, what does it mean he controlled? It doesn't mean that he just controlled Avram Avinu's home and property. But Shamoishel B'Torah's Rabbi, he had full control over all the Divrei Torah that he'd heard from his master, Avram Avinu. And this is also learned from the Pasuk, when it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Avram, etc. Avram said to Hashem, when he's referring to the slave Eliezer, he referred to him Hu Damesek Eliezer. And the word Damesek is actually read Omer Belazar Shedoile Umashke. Damesek, Dalet is Doile, Meshek is the Mashke, that he would draw out and he would give others, so to speak, to drink, Mitairos Shel Rabbi, from the Torah of his Rebbe Avraham Avinu, Lachirim, to others. So you see that there was always a yeshiva in Klal Yisrael, and since Avraham Avinu was very wise and had learnt in yeshiva, therefore he had the wisdom to know exactly when Chatzos was, and therefore Avraham Avinu, he would daven mincha immediately after Chatzos. However, in time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would wait the extra half an hour. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav, Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avraham Avinu, he actually kept all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Ekev, because Hashem shoma Avram b'koili, that Hashem listened to my voice, says Hashem, v'yishmer mishmarti mitzvoisai chukoisai v'seiroisai, that he protected, he kept, he was shomer the mishmarti, the mitzvois, the chukois, and the Torahs. So from there the Gemara says, Rav says, Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvahs and the whole Torah, even though we hadn't yet received the Torah. Omalir of Simi Barchia l'Rav. Simi Barchia asked Rav, maybe the fact that Hashem said that Ekeb Hashem Shoma B'Koili, etc., is not referring to all the 613 mitzvahs, but maybe it's only referring to the Sheva mitzvahs, to the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and not the rest of the Torah. So Rav answered back to Rav Simi Barchia, Ha Ikonami Mila. Besides the seven mitzvahs that Noach had, we know that Avram did more than that. Hashem told him he has to do the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That's yet another mitzvah. So it's clear that he didn't just keep the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Sheva mitzvahs Milah. So maybe he only did the Zion mitzvahs B'nei Noach plus the mitzvah of Milah. How do you know he kept the whole Torah? Omale, so Rav said, Imkein mitzvoisai v'toiroisai lomori. It should have just said, Ekev Hashashoma Avram b'koili, v'yishmeru mishmarati. Why does it say, mitzvoisai chukoisai v'toiroisai? Why does it say the mitzvahs and the Torahs? If it says mitzvahs and Torahs, it seems that besides for the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach and mitzvahs Mila, he kept everything that it's going to say in the Torah. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Avitamir Vashi, Kim Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu didn't only keep the biblical mitzvahs, he even kept Afilu Be'er Tafshilin, which was not a biblical mitzvah, and it's not Halacha L'Meishi Misinai. It's a mitzvah Rabbonon of Eruv Tafshilin. And Avraham Avinu even kept that. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, in that pasuk he mentioned, Torah soy is plural. My Torahs, and not, so to speak, as if to say a number of Torahs. How many Torahs do we have? We have two Torahs. We have the oral Torah and the written Torah. Obviously, it's not two Torahs. The oral Torah is explaining the written Torah. But Torahs means that Avraham Avinu kept not only the written Torah, but also the oral Torah. Achas Torah Shebichtav, v'achas Torah Shebalpeh, and included in the Torah Shebalpeh is the mitzvahs derabbanon of which include even Eruv Tavshilin. Continues the Gemara. Masya ben Shmuel Oimer v'chulu v'hu Oimer hein. And this takes us back to the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. What do we see in the Mishnah? The Tanakhama said that the Mamuna says to the people who are on the rooftops, on the tops of the walls, has Zman Shechita arrived? And the person who was on top of the wall would say, Barkoi, yes, it's already dawn, and you can shech the Korban Tomid. Then Masya ben Shmuel, he said a few words that are quite cryptic. What he said was, Masya ben Shmuel Oimer, Heir Pnei Kola Mizrach Al-Chebechevrin. That means it's lit up the eastern horizon until Chevrin. And he said, Oimer, yes. Who said to who? And who answered yes? That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Man Omar Hein, who said yes? Ile mahach tekoi aigra. Could it be the person who was on the rooftop? Then that doesn't work, because hu cholim vuhu mfasher. It's like somebody, you had the dream and you're going to explain the dream, which means you're the one who's asking the question and you're the one that's going to give the answer. Because now the Gemara is understanding that the Mamuna said, imigia zman shechita. Is it already Zman Shechita? And Masya ben Shmuel seemed to say that the person on top would say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Chevrin. The whole eastern horizon until Chevrin is light. So, Vuhu Amahein. And then this person on the roof also said, yes. What are you saying yes to? You yourself just said that the eastern horizon is bright, is light. So what's the yes here? So the Gemara says, Elo hachtekoi ye'ara. Maybe it's talking about the person who was on the ground, which means that the person on top said that, well, the person on top was like asking a question. He was saying, Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach achebechevrin, as if to say the person on top was asking the question, is it already bright until Chevrin? And v'hu aimer, and the person on the floor, on the ground, is saying yes. Mina yoda, how would he know if it's bright all the way till Chevrin? If he's on the ground and he's being asked by the person who's high up. So the Gemara says, Ibois eima hachta koya ara, v'ibois eima hachta koya igra. I'll explain it to you that it could be that the hein, the yes, is referring to the person on the ground. We have to understand how should he know? And we'll explain it to you that it's referring to the person on top, even though it would seem superfluous, because it's the person on top himself that proclaimed that it's already light until Chevrin. So Gemara is going to explain. It could be it's the person on top who said hein. How would that mean? He says, Omar Ihu, the person who was on top of the roof, he was the one that would say, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, that it's already bright, the eastern horizon is bright. That's all he would say. He wouldn't say the whole phrase, Heir Pnei HaMizrach Ad Shebechevrin. He just said, the eastern horizon is bright. V'om Aleach Tekol Ya'ar, and the person on the ground would respond and say, Ad Shebechevrin? Is it so bright that even in Chevrin they can see the light? V'omale, the person on top would respond, Omale iu, hein, yes. That's one explanation. V'iboy say, aim another explanation. Hachteko ye'ara omar ihu. The person on the ground would say, he would actually ask, that means the phrase, Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach, is not the response of the person on top. It's not as if the person underneath would say, is it light? And the person on top would say, Heir pnei ha-mizrach ad chevrin. No, the person on the ground would ask, Heir pnei kol ha-mizrach. Is the eastern horizon already bright? V'omalei. And the person on top would ask the person underneath, Al cheba chevrin, do you mean to ask, is it bright and light all the way till chevrin? V'omalei. And then the person on the ground would say, Hein, yes. That's what I meant to ask. And then the person on top would confirm that it's bright all the way to Chevrin. Continues the Gemara. V'lama hotzuchu lekach. We saw in the Mishnah that why did they need somebody to go up onto the roof and this whole procedure here till they could confirm that it was day? Why was it necessary? You're on the ground and just see if it's starting to get light. You know it's the beginning of the day. So the Mishnah said, because there was one time, Pamachas Ola Moira Levona Vedimush Heir Mizrach, that once the moon actually rose, so to speak, at the end of the night, and they thought it was the sun rising, and they shechted the Korban Tomid, and then it became clear to them that it wasn't actually the daytime yet, it was still night, and then the Korban Tomid was deemed posel. Says the Gemara, Umi Michlef, would people really get confused between the rising sun and the rising moon? Votanya Rebbe Oimer, did Rebbe not say in a brisa, Einoi Doimer Timoir Shel Levona, the pillar of light from the moon is not similar to the Timoir Shel Chama, to the light of the sun when it rises in the morning? Timoir Shel Levona Matamir V'Oilo Kemakil, when the moon rises, then the shine, the rays of the moon are just a single, like a stick, just straight, you can see it emanating straight from the moon in a straight line, you can see some light. However, Timur Shel Chama, when it comes to the pillars of light that emanate from the sun, Maftzia Lekano Lekan, they spread out on this side, on that side, all over the place. You can see it's the sun rising and not the moon. So why, what does it mean that they got confused? How did that happen? Tona Deber B'Shmoel, Yoim Hamu'unun Hoyo. One can get confused on a cloudy day, that even though on a regular day when the moon rises, you can see very clearly that the light is coming straight from the moon. But if it's cloudy, then you don't see the light coming straight from the moon. All you see is that between the clouds, you see light coming from between the clouds, coming from the light of the moon. Because it's very cloudy, the light of the moon cannot penetrate in a straight line, and it just spreads out above the clouds and penetrates between the clouds, as it would with the sun. Or maftzia lekanu lekanu, on that cloudy day, the light of the moon would spread out on each side. Omer of Papa. Now the Gemara is digressing a little bit. The Rav Papa said, Shema mino, from the fact that we see that when it's cloudy, the light that originates from above the clouds spreads out and penetrates from between the clouds in any which place. So from there we see, says Rav Papa, Yoima de'eva, on a cloudy day, kulo shimsha. Then the sun can affect and heats up everywhere, even if it's a shaded place. If it's not cloudy day, then the sun goes directly where there's sun, and where there's shade, there's shade. When it's cloudy, then the heat and the rays of the sun above the clouds go all over the place, and then between the clouds, the sun's rays penetrate and they influence and impact everywhere, even in the shady places. L'may nafkumina, what would be the ramification? What's the difference? What was Rav Papa trying to impress on us by telling this to us? Says the Gemara, l'shtuche oires, if somebody wants to spread out the hides, the skins, in order that they should dry out, on a cloudy day, anywhere you put them, they will dry out. Even in the shady places, the heat of the sun will get there. Inami ula kadorish Rava, a halacha that Rava said, that Isha loy tolush, a woman should not knead the dough that she's going to use to make matzah on for Pesach, loy bechama, not in the sun, because the sun, the heat of the sun could make the dough become chometz, loy bechame chama, nor should she knead the dough using water that was heated up in the sun. So we hear what the Gemara is trying to impress on us is that normally on non-cloudy day in the shade, a woman can knead the dough for the matzahs. However, on a cloudy day where the heat of the sun influences and heats up even the shaded places, she should not knead the dough anywhere, even in the shade. Omer of Nachman. We're continuing a little bit in this theme. Zuamo de Shimsha, the hot air of the sun on a cloudy day is koshi mashimsha, is even stronger than the heat of the sun when it's not a cloudy day. Because when it's not a cloudy day, the sun rays just goes straight and just is like does what it's supposed to do, so to speak. However, when it's on a cloudy day, then the heat builds up above the clouds and then between the clouds and very forcefully penetrates and heats up, then it's much harder and stronger heat than on a regular day. V'simonoch, and a similar idea to that, is dano d'cholo, is a jar of vinegar, that a jar of vinegar is generally sealed closed in order that the reach, that the smell and the everything should stay within the jug. But when you make a little hole in it, just a very small hole, then a very strong scent of the vinegar emanates from this jug. And that is, since it's very pressurized and all the smell and the scent is all inside the jug and it cannot get out, and then you make a small hole, then suddenly it comes out very forcefully. So to the sun, when there's lots of clouds, the heat cannot come down, and then the small holes between the clouds let all the heat through in a much stronger way than it would otherwise. Another thing, says Rav Nachman, Shavriri de Shimsha Koshu Mishimsha. If a person were to look at the rays of sun that penetrate between the clouds on a cloudy day, it will blind him even more than if you would look at the sun on a not cloudy day. And as we said before, since the light and the heat is coming through a small hole between the clouds, it's coming down much stronger and more forcefully, and therefore can harm the eyes even more. With Simonoch, and a sign for that would be a similar concept, is Dilfa, that when something is dripping, then it's much harder for a person to tolerate a dripping than it is if he goes entirely into the water. If somebody goes into a pool of water, even though his whole body's getting wet, but he's going into an evenly spread out water. However, when he's under a drip, then since it's just coming out from one point, drip, 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 it's much harder for the person. Another thing, says Rav Nachman, Hirhure Avera, the thoughts of Avera, thinking of lust, is even harder for the person, and it weakens the person even more, is kosho me'avera, than doing the avera itself. V'simonoch, and a sign for that would be that reicha de bisra, the smell of roasted meat could influence and impact a person much more than if he's actually eating the roasted meat. Shilhi de kaita. Another thing, says Rav Nachman, that the heat of the month of Elul, at the end of the summer, is kashya mekaita, is even harder than the heat in the rest of the earlier months of the summer, because the rest of the months of the summer, the world and a person's body has not yet been heated up so much. As the summer progresses and the whole world and all the people become hotter, and then the sun at the end of the summer, even a little bit of heat can, so to speak, overheat a person. The simonoch, and a sign for that would be tanura shagira, an oven that's already been heated up a number of times during a day. You want to heat it up again, then you can just, a little bit of heat would heat up the entire oven because of the pre-existing heat in it. And so too, the end of the heat at the end of the summer is harder for a person than the heat earlier on, because he's already hot from the duration of the entire summer months. Ishta de sisu, the fever a person has in the winter months, is kashya midekaita, is much harder and more dangerous, almost so to speak, than a fever in the summer. Why? Because the fever in the summer, it doesn't take so much to feel hot, because it's hot, it's summer. So a little bit of extra heat, is a little bit of a fever, it's okay. But if you manage to get heated up and have fever, even in the winter months when everything is cold, that means you have a real fever, and that's much worse. With Simonoch, and the sign to that would be Tanura Krira, a cold oven, it takes much, much longer till it actually heats up, because it was cold before. And in the same way as a cold oven, it takes a very lot to heat it up, so too if a person has fever and feels hot, even in the winter months, it means that there's really something wrong with him. Says the Gemara, Migmar ba'atikta, learning old information, kashya, is harder for a person, michadata, than learning new information, v'simonoch, and the sign for that would be tino bar tino, that it's harder to coat a wall with cement that's already been cement in the past, and you're trying to knead it again and use it again, then that's harder than taking new cement and to knead up the cement and use it for the first time. Continues the Gemara, Omer Bavo, my Tamid Rebbe, we saw at the bottom of Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis that Rebbe said in the Braisa that the pillar, the column of light that emanates from the moon is not similar to that which comes from the sun. What's the difference? That Timur Shel Levono Metamir V'Oyle Kemakel, the light that comes from the moon goes in a straight line like a stick, and the light that comes from the sun, it's Mafziya Lekano Lekano, it spreads out on all sides. So what would be the source? Where do we find such a thing? What would be a source in the Torah, in Psukim, for this that Rebbe told us? Tichsiv, says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Perichov Beis, Lamnatzeach al Ayeles Hashachar Mizmor LeDavid, that the Pasuk compares the Shachar, the morning, to an Ayeles, to a deer. Ma Ayolozu, in the same way as this deer, Karneo Maftzilo Is Lekan Ulekan, its horns, they spread out to all over the place. Af shachar ze, so too in this the morning when the sun rises, mafziya lekan o lekan, the rays of the sun in the morning at dawn spreads out to all on all sides. On a similar theme, on this pasuk of Ayeles Hashachar, Omer Abzeira, Lomo Nimshelo Esther. Why is Esther Amalka that we know about from the Megillas Esther? Why is she compared to La Ayolo, to this female deer? Lo to tell you that Ma Ayolo, in the same way as a deer, Rachmo Tzor, her womb is very narrow. V'chaviva al Bailo, she's desirable to her husband, Kol Shor V'Shor, all the time, Kesho Rishoino, like the first time. Af Esther, so to Esther Malka, Hoysa Chaviva la Achashverish, Achashverish desired her, and she found favor in his eyes, Kol Shor V'Shor, all the time, Kesho Rishoino, just like the first time. Continues the Gemara, Omer Ba'asi, Lomo Nimshelo Esther L'Shachar. Why is Esther compared to the Shachar, to the morning? Leim Elecho, Ma Shachar Soif Kol Alaylo, in the same way as the Shachar, dawn, marks the end of the night, Af Esther, so too, the story of Esther, the Megillas Esther, Soif Kol Anisim, was the end of the period of the Nisim. Asks the Gemara, that was the end of the Nisim? Va'ika Chanukah, we know that the Chanukah story happened after that, and that was no small ness. Says the Gemara, you're right, but I was talking about a specific type of ness. What type of miracle were we talking about? That Nitno Likosev Ka'omrinon. Those type of Nisim that were supposed to be written down in the Tanakh. Those Nisim that were written down in the Tanakh, Esther was the last one, and that's why she's compared to the Shachar that marks the end of the night. Says the Gemara, Honi Chalamando Oma Esther Nitna Likosev, according to the opinion that says, and it's a machlekas elsewhere, but according to the opinion that says that Megillas Esther was given in order to be written down, it's considered a safer, and the halachic ramification of that would be that if one touches it, one has to wash one's hands. Then I can understand. It was Nitin Likosev, it was supposed to be written down. Elo Lamando Oma Esther Nitna Likosev, according to the opinion that says that Megillas Esther was not supposed to be written down, then Megillas Esther is no different to the story of Hanukkah, that was also not written down. So in what way does Esther symbolize the end of something? Why is it compared to the Shachar? Ma'ik al-Mimar, what are you going to say? Says the Gemara, Ma'ikim lo kerv binyomin bar yefes, Omer belozo. He's going to explain that the word Shachar doesn't mean morning, doesn't mean dawn, as we saw before, as Rabbi Asi says. Rather, he's going to explain that the word Shachar, similar to what Rabbi Lozo said, Domer Ben Yomin Bar Yefes, Omer Rabbi Lozo, Lomo Nimshelo Tfiloson Shel Tzadikim, Shachar actually means Tfila. And Rashi brings, there's sources to this, that Hai Shachar, Loshen Tfilahu, and Rashi brings a pasuk, that the word Shachar doesn't mean dawn, it means Tfila. So why is Tfiloson Shel Tzadikim Ka'ayeles? Why is the Shachar, the Tfilos of Tzadikim, compared to the deer? Loi Melechot, tell us that Ma Yolozu, in the same way as the deer, Kolz Manche Megadeles, all the while that it gets bigger, Karneo Mafzilois, its horns, they split off, and they go from to the sides. Af Tzadikim, Kolz Manche Marbim Betfilos, so too Tzadikim, all the while that they are continuing to daven, Tfilos on Ishmas, their Tfilos are heard in Shemaim, and that's why the Shachar, the Tfilis, are compared to the Ayolo, to the deer. And Yemir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.